Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture. But before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, some people work very hard at their job, hoping that someday they'll be promoted within the company. And they show up to work on time and they do what's required of them and they help the company to grow. But many times, other disgruntled employees are not going to enjoy the progress that you're making. They become envious of your abilities or your talents. So what they do is they begin to make up lies about you and try to discredit you among the management. They will do whatever they can to prevent you from rising up in the company, making great efforts to stall and to prevent your success. And this reminds me of the Christian life. You know, the devil is running around the world today trying to thwart the efforts of true men of God. But there is one thing that the saints have that others do not. It's knowing that God is on their side. God is the head of all things, and unlike worldly places of authority, he sees absolutely everything, and God will lift up his saints, promoting them unto glory, but will cast the devil to the ground. Psalms 147 verse 6 says, "The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground." God is going to lift up his humble and obedient servants because he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But the disobedient will be clothed in shame, both now and forever. There is nothing that they can do to prevent the promotion of God's chosen saints. Proverbs 3:35 says, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." When we look at the life of Joseph, his own brothers did evil to him by casting him down a hole and then selling him into slavery. In the house of Potiphar, he was falsely accused and wrongly imprisoned. But God saw the wicked deeds that people had done to him and raised him up to high places of authority in Egypt. Promotion doesn't come from men of the earth. It happens through the direct intervention of God. Psalm 75:6 says, "For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is a judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another." The apostles dealt with many people who were trying to prevent them from preaching God's word. But like Joseph or even Daniel from the lion's den, God delivered them. 2 Timothy 3:11 says, "Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 2 Corinthians 1:8 says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we are pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us." 2 Timothy 4:14 says, "Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works." Remember that Cain hated Abel just because he was a good man. Being persecuted for the truth of the gospel is a mark of a genuine disciple of Christ. 2 Timothy 3:12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." 1 Peter 4:14 says, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." Matthew 5:11 says, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." But nothing they can do can prevent God's promotion, because like David against Goliath, God is going to exalt those who humbly serve him, and he will punish those who cause his own servants to suffer. 1 Peter 5:5 says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." And Matthew 23:12 says, And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Remember that the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. 1 Samuel 17:47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Psalms 145:20 says, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Many places that profess to believe in the teachings of Christ have been taken over by the devil. Like an earthly sewer, they have been overcome with rats and snakes, wicked devils who have gained access to high places of spiritual authority. But the time has come for them to be cast down into the mud, and for the true saints to emerge victorious. Psalms 149:5 says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise you, the Lord. It is the saints of God who must rise up to battle, shining the light of God's righteousness upon the wickedness of this world. Moses called out the power of God upon Pharaoh, and the saints have the ability to do the same. When they cry out mightily to God to avenge them, God will hear their prayers and come quickly to their aid. Luke 10:18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Lastly, 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober and vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Each day, God delivers his faithful and punishes the wicked. He exalts his saints and destroys the works of the devil. When we humbly obey the teachings of his only begotten Son, God is going to lift us up. We must continue to walk in the faith, trusting in God's deliverance and preparing ourselves for the big promotion. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com, or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.